ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोऽभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीन इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भाष्यत्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरद्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज एंड गेस्ट फॉर आवर संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम हियर। We are continuing our series of lectures, which is taken from the Bhagavatam 10th canto, of the killing of various demons in the land of Vrindavan. So it's an auspicious time now because it's a festival season. We just had Balaram Jayanti and we are just looking forward to celebrate Krishna Janmashtami, Prabhupada appearance and then Radhashtami. So it's festival time. When I was talking with one of the devotees from our IOS, so they're expressing, Prabhuji, abhi to time aagya fasting karne ka. Because every festival you have to fast. Balaram Jayanti is half day, Janmashtami is full day till night 12 o'clock. Then Prabhupada appearance immediately next day, again fasting. So yes, there has to be some fasting. But there is also feasting. Feasting of Krishna Katha. Is it not? I was hearing one nice terminology from one person. This word bhajan and bhojan. Bhajan and bhojan in Hindi, they look similar when you write. Of course, there is a big gap, you know. Sometimes after bhajan, there is bhojan. But if you see bhajan and bhojan, if you write in Hindi both of this, you'll find in bhajan and bhojan, in written form, there is one difference only. They call in Hindi ek matra. Bhajan aur bhojan mein ek matra ki kami hai. Hai ki nahi? The O part is not there. That's a matra. To bhajan mein matra nahi hai, lekin bhojan mein matra hai. So those who are very good in Hindi, they will understand there is two meanings in this. Matra has two meanings. One is the matra, and matra also means restriction. Bhojan mein matra honi chahiye, bhajan mein matra nahi honi chahiye. So when you do bhajan, when you do Krishna katha, chanting, hearing, there should not be restriction. It should be unlimited. Kirtaniya sadahari. But when you take prasadam, there should be some restriction. Because if we take too much prasadam, what will happen? Then when bhajan comes, you will sleep. So there has to be some restriction. Of course, when feasting is there, you should feast. But then restriction also has to be there. So bhajan has no restriction, but bhojan has restriction. So here we are in midst of so many festival days. Janmashtami is coming up. And the topic chosen for Sunday feast also is relevant. Killing of demons. Maybe for this particular class which we are having today, many previous speakers must have spoken about what each of these demons represent, the anartha. So this whole section has been taken from the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he mentions that the difference between the leela, the pastime of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, spiritual world, and the leela and pastime here in Vrindavan, Gokul Dham, in so-called, we can say, situated in Bharat Bhumi. What is the difference between two pastimes? Those are eternal pastimes, is it not? This is also eternal pastime. Here also it's going on. We may not see it, but it's happening. What is the difference between two? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that both the pastimes are same. The Nitya Leela happening in Golok Dham also happens in Gokul Dham. However, in Gokul Dham, there are some more pastimes additionally which may not happen in the Golok Dham. And therefore, all those pastimes which are happening only in Gokul Dham on the earth planet are called as Naimittik Leela. Naimittik means they are not Nitya, they are not permanent. They happen only on certain time and places. And the example is given that Krishna is leaving Vrindavan and going to Mathura. This happens only in the earth planet. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Krishna is always there with his associates. Similarly, Krishna and Balaram again coming back to Vrindavan, which is also a very secret story, which is not known to many. It is also temporary. It doesn't happen. In Goloka Dham, Krishna never leaves. Apart from this, the demons coming to Vrindavan and Krishna and Balaram killing them, it is also happening only in the material world. There are no demons in spiritual world. Demons are only in material world. Of course, it is not like, it may not happen. Like sometimes in spiritual world, it may happen so, that if Krishna wants to create some sensation, devotees to be dependent on him, he may create a false rumor, Dhenukasura is coming. But Dhenukasura is not there. Why should Dhenukasura be in spiritual world? He is here. But because of that false rumor, what will happen? Everyone becomes excited and they all chant, Hare Krishna. They call Krishna as Krishna for help. So that may be a situation which may be created in spiritual world, but it is actually not there. So this is the difference. So when demons are killed, they are killed only on the earth planet, in the material world. And therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions, anything happening only in the material world has to have some lessons for the people living in the material world. So each demon who is killed by Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan, they represent an obstacle for a devotee to advance in spiritual life. We are all aspiring devotees here. And as we go in our spiritual pursuit, our path, there will be obstacles. What are the different obstacles? Different obstacles are our own anarthas or obstacles created by the material world. So, it is mentioned that just like we go on a journey, like for example, if you take a local train, nowadays in our local train, this unique system is there. As soon as the next station, the station goes, agla station. They say agla station, next station, this station is going to come. So when we start from, let's say, Mira Road to Grand Road, or Virar to Grand Road, by the way, we have a wonderful DVD which is made, you can check out that, Virar to Grand Road fast train. It's a beautiful drama which was put up on the Radhagopinath appearance day. So Virar to Grand Road. Now Virar to Grand Road is not just two stations, in between there are many stations. So let's say someone is going for the first time Grand Road. So how does he understand? He'll be told, beech mein Borivali aayega, phir andheri bhi aane wala hai. Bombay Central aayega, ready ho jao, phir Grand Road aayega. So these are different things by which a person can understand that he is progressing, is it not? Like for example, he sits in Palghar local and from Virar he goes to, sir, Grand Road, andheri nahi hai, Borivali nahi hai, safali aa raha hai. Something like that. So you understand, something is wrong. So when one travels, these are the benchmarks. So the benchmarks for our progress to Krishna consciousness is what? Adho Shraddha till Prem. So we begin with Adho Shraddha and we reach Krishna Prem. But Adho Shraddha is the first stop. And the second stop is Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya. Anharta Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem. So what is Adho Shraddha? Adho Shraddha means initial faith. Like for example, why should a person come here to spend his Sunday time in a temple? Many of you, if we get a phone call now, of course your phone is now hopefully in silent mode. And you pick your phone call and if a friend asks you, kahan re? You say, mandir mein. Pagal ho gaya kya? Mandir mein kya kar rahe? This is the response. Mandir mein kya kar raha hai? If you say movie theater mein, achha, kaun sa movie dekh raha hai? Akele gaya, mujhe leke nahi gaya? Mandir mein puchega nahi ki, mujhe leke kyun nahi gaya? It's an odd thing. But we have all come to temple because there is some shraddha, some faith. Achha yahan par. Like one person came and said, mandir mein bahut shanti milti hai. So I told him, bahar kya hai phir? Ashanti hai. Phir regular kyun nahi aate? Aana chahiye na? Shanti bilna hai to regular rehna chahiye. So you come here, we all come here for certain thing which we get, reciprocation. We see Krishna's beautiful deities, we hear beautiful kirtan, lectures, prasadam, association of devotees. So we like, so we want to come again and again. Sometimes we miss coming to temple, but we always earn. Let's go once more. So our initial faith brings us to temple. Then that faith leads us to association of devotees. Now you come to temple, you can't miss association of devotees. Is it not? As soon as you come very close to temple, even Grand Road station, you have to meet one devotee on Sunday, carrying a bead bag. And then maybe you share one same taxi or you go walking together to temple. Kaisa chal raha hai? Maybe new people, you don't know him. Hare Krishna, aap kahan se? And then you make devotee friends while walking on the road, coming to temple. So Sadhu Sangha, then you come here, associate with so many devotees. And Sadhu Sangha happens, and what happens Sadhu Sangha? You see, everyone is having bead bag. Are you, mere pas bead bag nahi hai? So immediately you go on to Narayan stall and take a bead bag. And everyone chanting, so you think, let me also use this bead bag and start chanting. And people ask, are you chanting karte? Kitna mala karte? Then you thought, mala bhi karna chahiye, ginna chahiye kya? Then in this way, bhajan kriya starts. You start doing chanting. And then after some time you chant four rounds and you tell some devotee, main char mala jap kar raha hu. Then immediately, very nice, very nice. Janmashtami aa raha hai, 16 mala chalu karo. Achha din hai. So bhajan kriya increases. Now as soon as you start chanting, what happens? There are many things in our life which are very bad, which we are not able to give up. But as soon as you start chanting and associating with devotees, we could give up those things. Is it not? Like for example, four principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. And many devotees here, they also have no tea, no coffee, no onion and no garlic. Now, I know many devotees, they were addicted to tea so much that without tea, they cannot live. Really. From morning till evening, minimum 15-20 cups of tea they would take. And they would call it energy booster. And then they became devotees. So difficult. If you tell any person outside that you have to give up tea, they will never come to Hare Krishna temple. Like many times when I travel, I meet people, strange people who are, they must have come. Well, but Hare Krishna achha hai, lekin aap onion garlic kyun nahi khate? So I tell them that aapke liye kuch problem nahi hai, aap aaiye, aap khaiye, lekin aaiye bhi. Because when once you aaiye, then automatically the taste will go away. When you take Krishna prasadam here, do you miss onion garlic there? You never miss. That's the point. Prasadam is so tasty. It will forget. You will make you forget. So when you chant Hare Krishna regularly, associated devotees, automatically all those hindrances go away very easily. You don't make an extra endeavor. There are many devotees who are addicted to tea. They give up tea very easily. Very easily they give up tea. And they never wrote down in the diary, on this day I give up my tea. Because you write in diary something which is very memorable. Is it not? Tea was memorable for initially, but when you became a devotee, it was not memorable. So kya ho gaya? Chhod diya. Kabhi chhod diya pata nahi. Anartha nivritti means giving up bad things. Anartha. Artha means something value. Artha. Arthadam. Value. Anartha means of no value. So all that which is not valuable in our life slowly, slowly goes away. So when we reach anartha nivritti stage, then we have to remove all that is not valuable in our life. But the problem is, there is an ocean of all anarthas and not valuable thing in our life. Therefore it takes long time to remove that. It's not easy. Therefore it is mentioned, anartha nivritti is a long, long, long stage. And therefore it takes time. It's not easy. But you'll have to continue. Like for example, if you're traveling from Mumbai to, let's say, Kolhapur, it's a long time. You know, samay lagne wala hai. It's not like traveling from Mumbai to Churchgate. It's like Mumbai to Kolhapur. Long time. So accordingly, anartha nivritti is also a long journey. Prabhupada says in one of his lectures, in fact, anartha nivritti is like going on a hill. Or sadhana bhakti is like going on a hill. Have you driven a cycle on a hill? What happens? It's very easy. It's very tough. You cannot sit on the seat also. You have to stand up and pedal. And then you have to really, you are gasping for breath because it's going so high. So anartha nivritti is like going high. And then you are tired, you are pushing, doing all kinds of things to go high. And once you reach on the top, that means anartha nivritti is over. And then when you come down, what happens? When you come down, you don't pedal also. You just hold the handle. And the cycle automatically goes down. So as soon as anartha nivritti is done, then what happens? Nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava, prema are following very fast. But this middle stage of anartha nivritti has to go. And therefore our acharyas have spent time to speak on more on anartha nivritti, because this is the maximum place, maximum time where we are spending our life as devotees. And therefore every devotee in Vrindavan who was killed represents an obstacle which we have to deal with. And how to deal with is also important. The way Krishna or Balaram killed that demon is a solution for dealing with that obstacle. So with that introduction, we will begin with our talk this afternoon on killing of Dhenukasur. So Balaram Jayanti just over, and this is the time when Balaram ji killed this demon Dhenukasur. So one time Srila Prabhupada, he was in America in Los Angeles temple. And in Los Angeles temple, it's a beautiful temple there, and they had a small garden. So when Prabhupada stayed in Los Angeles temple, every day in the evening he would come to the garden, sit there, many devotees would sit around him, and he would ask devotees to read from the Krishna book. So one of Prabhupada's personal assistant was Shruta Kirti Prabhu. So one day he opened the Krishna book and he was reading this story of Lord Balaram killing Dvida Gorilla. So when he was reading, the chapter began with how Dvida Gorilla was creating disturbance. So he read from the Krishna book that Dvida Gorilla came to the created disturbance in all the neighborhood where all the great sages and rishis and munis stayed. And then he started mentioning what happened, what are the disturbances Gorilla divided, created. So he was reading the book and he was mentioning, he was saying that Dvida Gorilla went to the sages ashram and he destroyed their garden and orchards. As soon as he said that, Prabhupada chuckled, Prabhupada smiled. Prabhupada enjoying that a gorilla, a monkey has come. That sometimes what may happen, you know, a monkey may come and disturb your neighborhood or your own house. But after the whole thing is over, ultimately when you say laughingly, "Bandar aaya tha, sab tod ke chale gaya." Because when a monkey comes, it's a disturbance, but still it's like a laughter, you know, monkey came, monkey ne aisa kar diya. So Prabhupada was thinking of how monkey is coming and disturbing all the sadhus and rishis in Muni ashram. So Prabhupada was smiling. And later, then he mentioned that they were going and destroying all the hermitages. So Prabhupada was laughing more. And then finally, he mentioned that the Dvida Gorilla was such a rascal, he went and passed stool urine in the yajna. And Prabhupada was so much enthralled, Prabhupada was laughing, and he is whacking his lap also. So Shruti Kirti Prabhu was amazed at how Prabhupada excited. And then he went on to speak this pastime of Krishna, how Dvida Gorilla came and challenged Balaramji, and Balaramji had a kind of a match, not a cricket match, something like that. He was throwing some balls in front of trees and mountains, and Balaramji was having his musal and he was hitting the shots. So all that got over and Balaramji killed Dvida. So Prabhupada all the time smiling and laughing, and the story got over. The next day again came, and next day evening again Shruti Kirti Prabhu came, and he was thinking maybe Prabhupada likes the story of Krishna or Balaram killing a demon. So he thought, so Prabhupada said, okay, read now. So he was opening and he was trying to find out which story where there's a demon being killed. And he was kind of browsing the pages. And Prabhupada said, what happened? Read. Prabhupada, I'm looking for a story where it is good story. Prabhupada said, no. Prabhupada said, Krishna book is all good. Prabhupada said, sweet. You have taken sweet? Sweet is sweet. Where? Front, back. Where? Do you think about when you eat a laddu? Kahan se khao mein? You just eat, because it's sweet. Prabhupada said, Krishna Leela is sweet. Wherever you start, it is sweet. So don't distinguish this Leela from that Leela. Just start. So then understood. It's not like Prabhupada enjoyed only Krishna killing demons. Prabhupada enjoyed everything in Krishna, because Krishna is madhuram. Krishna is very sweet, like that. So there are beautiful pastimes of Krishna. I'll tell you a pastime from Nandagaon. It's a beautiful place where Krishna and Balaram stayed with Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda and Rohini. So this is a small story. It's relevant now. It is not some past story. It's a current story. We have one devotee there. We have one famous devotee who stays there, Ramesh Chandra Goswami, who's born in that whole, in that lineage of devotees who are worshipping the beautiful temple there. So he happened to come to, he comes, visits Mumbai regularly. So when he came here, he was mentioning about how in the morning there in Nandagaon temple of Krishna Balaram there, they offer a special laddu to Krishna Balaram. They call it Banta Bhog. It is similar to something like Besan ka laddu, just like we have here, you know, Besan laddu. So today when you take Besan laddu, you remember Banta Bhog. So Banta Bhog laddu is there. So he mentions that he gets an opportunity to cook that laddu. And why that laddu is cooked? Because it's a place where Krishna and his friends, they're all there, you know, and they like to eat laddus. So in the altar there is Krishna and Balaram, there is also Sri Rama, there is also Madhu Mangal. And next to Madhu Mangal there is a big cupboard. In that cupboard there is full of all his Banta Bhog laddus. So every morning they cook it and store it. and maybe the next day they distributed prasad and new vanta bhog is cooked and kept like that. Similar, something like that. So when he came here, he was told, why don't you cook this vanta bhog here in Mumbai? So with same ingredients, he cooked vanta bhog here. But it did not come similar to what is offered in Nandagaon. Same person cooking there and cooking here with same ingredients, yet it is not coming. Why? So then he mentioned, you know why? Because there Mother Yashoda is there. Here Mother Yashoda is not there. So it is not that I am cooking, he mentioned. It is Mother Yashoda is cooking, and therefore that element of flavor of Vatsalya Rasa is there in that laddu. Therefore it has a special taste, which may not be here. So this is how we can see Vrindavan is so special. So Nandagaon is a place where Lord Krishna stayed for a long, long time. It is mentioned that there are different aspects of Krishna's Leela based on his age. So from 1 to 5 it is called as Kaumara Leela. From 6 to 10 is called as Pogonda Leela. So today we will be discussing on how Krishna is entering from Kaumara Leela to Pogonda Leela. So Krishna was from 1 to 4 in Kaumara Leela, and because he was a small child, he was not allowed to go very far. His Mother Yashoda would tell Krishna Balaram, well, you are a small child, you can go out, but you should be in vicinity of this place Nandagaon. Anywhere you go, I should be able to see you from top of Nandagaon. You should be in my range. You cannot go out of my range. And because Krishna was small, he was given in charge of small calves, bachade. So Krishna Balaram would go in the morning, and by afternoon they would come back. So that was the regular thing they did. So this was till 4 years. Now when they change over to 5 years and above, so all the cowherd men, they were thinking that now there has to be promotion to Krishna and Balaram, because now they have come to Pogonda age. So by this time their bodies had grown little more, and they decided, okay, let us promote Krishna and Balaram to take care of cows. Now if someone has to take care of cows, the most important is the cows have to go long, long distance to graze. They can't be grazing here only. So they give chance, okay, Krishna and Balaram, now you can go long distance. So now Krishna and Balaram are for the first time very happy, because they are getting chance to go outside range of Mother Yashoda, where they could go actually in Braj. Now only limited range. If they have to go somewhere, their parents have to accompany them. But now they can go away, and they can be alone very far away, and they can choose wherever they want to go. So they had huge space to cover. So the next day they were thinking of going, and Yashoda was making beautiful chappals for Krishna and Balaram. Krishna asked, what is this chappal all about? Hey, you are going tomorrow to roam around in Vrindavan, Braj. So what will happen? There is a lot of thorns, there are a lot of stones, pebbles. They may hurt your feet. So therefore I am making chappal. So Krishna said, if you are making chappal for me, you have to make chappal for all the cows also, because they are going to come with me. And how many cows Nanda Maharaj had got? 20? 25? At least 9 lakh. Even if they have to make for 1 lakh, was it easy? They can't make. So Yashoda said, I can't make so much. So I will also not pay. And once Krishna decides, then no one can push him. So then all the cows, they came to know that Krishna is going to come tomorrow with us for the first day, but he is not going to wear any sleep chappals. So the cows became concerned, because they are also in Vatsalyas. So that particular night, all the cows, they left the cow shed. They went all over Braj. And wherever there are thorns, wherever the pebbles and stone, they went and just mashed those pebbles with their feet. And everywhere there was nothing but very thin, fine sand. So that Krishna can walk very easily. There can be no pebble, no thorns. So they came back again, and they were happy in the cow shed. And the next day morning, Krishna and Balaram were about to leave. So that was the planning. So the day when Krishna took first time the cows is today celebrated, even today in the month of Kartik, as Gopashtami. That is the day where Krishna took cows. So, the next day came and Krishna Balaram began the journey with their cows. Now, Krishna Balaram, when they began the journey, it is mentioned, because now they had grown up, their lotus feet also had grown up. Previously, their lotus feet was very small. And if you see Krishna and Balaram, their lotus feet has special marks. These marks are not there in an ordinary human being. Someone may claim today that I am God. You tell him, lift your feet and check whether marks are there. You don't be there. Krishna and Balaram have special marks. But because the feet was very small, those marks were not seen. But now, on the first day of Gopashtami, when they walked, on that beautiful sand of Vrindavan, their feet footprints were seen. And everywhere there was like decorations, you know. Just imagine Krishna's footprints, Balaram's footprints are everywhere. It's like, you know, whole Brajbhumi was fully decorated with those footprints. So that was a special thing which happened on the day of Gopashtami. Krishna and Balaram footprints were imprinted on the sand of Vrindavan. And Krishna and Balaram went. And because they were going for the first time out alone, they were so happy to see the beauty of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is very beautiful. And it is mentioned, Krishna was telling to Balaramji, just see Vrindavan. This Vrindavan has potency to satisfy all our five senses. And Krishna was telling that, how? Just see, by your eyes you see Vrindavan. From your eyes you can get happiness, just by seeing Vrindavan. The beauty of Vrindavan will enthrall our eyes. I remember one time I was traveling on an advance party to our Kartik Yatra, and we had our Dham Sevaks, the devotees who take us all places. And we also had Vishwaru Prabhu with us. So Vishwaru Prabhu is a very wonderful guide of Vrindavan. You must have experienced that. So what happened, you know, when we were traveling from, it usually happens, you may also agree with me, that when we travel to, let's say, to some holy place, and we had a good time there, you know, we had nice lecture, kirtan, and then we are again going back to our lodges, our places in the bus, you know, maximum time devotees take rest in the bus. As soon as they sit on a seat, they go to sleep. Why? Because they are tired, walking and so much. So, me also was taking rest in the vehicle. He woke me up, said, hey Baba, see this Vrindavan. You're going to miss this Vrindavan later. And he used the word Niharo. Niharo means, see, so beautiful Vrindavan is there. Dekho ne Niharo. So he said, see this Vrindavan. 10 days later, after this, you'll be in Bombay. Wow, kya niharenge hum Bombay mein? Building, local train, people in local train with sad faces, our boss, our colleagues, and this heavy traffic pollution. He said, right now time is there. I said, Prabhu, I am very tired. He said, okay, that's okay, you can sleep in Bombay. Don't sleep now. You see Vrindavan, because your eyes will get purified just by seeing Vrindavan. And then immediately we told all Dham Sevaks that no one should sleep, even in sleep should wake each other, you know. And everyone should wake up each other by not saying, hey, get up, not say, Niharo. So when we go to Vrindavan or we go to any holy dham, we get chance to see from our eyes the beauty. We should not miss that beauty. Because from the eyes, when we see the beauty of dham, our eyes get purified, our eyes get manoranjan, our eyes get happiness, ananda. So like that. So the eye sensation is purified by seeing Vrindavan. So Krishna says that. That's just the Vrindavan, it purifies the eyesight. And Krishna says, just hear the beautiful sound. And immediately Krishna makes everyone hear the beautiful sound of the humming of the bumblebees. The bumblebees are coming and they are making beautiful sound. And Krishna says, can you hear that? Then there's a beautiful parrot or there's a beautiful cuckoo bird which is making sound. So hear that sound, you know. That sound will enhance the happiness of the ears. And then also sounds of sometimes animals. And Krishna says, what about touch sensation? The air, the wind which blows over Vrindavan, When it goes over Vrindavan, it goes through various forests of Vrindavan, which is full of all beautiful trees. So it passes over the forest, and then it passes over a big sarovar, a lake. What happens? The air becomes very cool, and the cool air touches the skin, and the skin gets purified. Like that. And then the same air, when it is passing over a lake, it carries the moisture of the lake. And the moisture of the lake comes and hits us, and we feel fresh up. Sometimes we can keep our mouth open and all the freshen up, all the moisture goes inside. We don't feel thirsty also. Is that not? Like in practical experience, many of you may feel, what Prabhuji is saying, samajh mein nahi aa raha kuch. Because we stay in Mumbai, you know. In Mumbai we don't have this. In Mumbai, hawa chalti hai to ek hi cheez aata hai, kuch durgandhi aati hai usme, hai ki nahi? So, just to make you relate, let's in summer time, garmi ka mausam hai, bahut paseena chhoot raha hai. And you're drinking water, 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 only water. And then you immediately come into this beautiful temple hall, which is the AC hall. And next 2 hours you sit here, you don't feel like drinking water. Why? Because the AC air is full of moisture. So it touches you, you don't feel like drinking water because you are drinking water through your pores. Now we can all relate, am I right? So the wind blowing on Vrindavan over lake is also like that. So it refreshes and it gives a beautiful happiness, it gives to all the different senses. So by the air the touch sensation is purified. By air what happens? One feels no quenching of thirst, it quenches the thirst, the mouth is freshened up, and the same air also carries beautiful fragrance of flowers. Beautiful fragrance of flowers. So you smell. And then Krishna says, this is how the five senses get fully all kinds of happiness just by being in Vrindavan. Then now Krishna started glorifying Balaramji. Why? Because Krishna knew today is Balaramji's day. It was not his birthday, but it was his day. Why? We'll come to know. So Krishna started saying, just see this beautiful tree. This beautiful tree is so huge, but it's bending down. You know why it is bending down? Krishna tells Balaram, they are welcoming you. And all that fruit and flower which you can see hanging, they are offering it to you. So because you have come for the first time like this alone outside, so they are welcoming you. Welcome Balaramji. And you see all the deer, all the peacock, they are waiting. They are seeing you and they are welcoming you. And they are offering their obeisances. And you can see this bumblebee, he is singing. This bumblebee is singing your glories, Balaramji. Maybe in his last time he was your devotee, some sage, some rishi, some muni. Now he has taken birth as a bumblebee in Vrindavan and is singing all the beautiful Vedic mantras, glorifying you. And then he saw, do you see that beautiful peacock? The peacock is dancing just to glorify you. And just see the deer is actually glancing on your lotus feet. And the cuckoo is chanting Vedic mantras. So in this way, Krishna was aptly glorifying Balaram. And then while walking like this, on the banks of Yamuna, finally Krishna and Balaram reach the mountain of Govardhan. So in Govardhan, Krishna said, let's play here. So when they reach Govardhan, Krishna and Balaram started imitating all the animals and all the birds there. So when a bumblebee came and he was doing all that sound, Krishna and Balaram exactly imitated the sound of bumblebee. And then a parrot came, and the parrot was calling out. Krishna and Balaram imitated the sound of parrot exactly. And then a cuckoo came, and cuckoo started singing, and Krishna and Balaram imitated the singing of cuckoo aptly. In this way, whatever animals would come, Krishna and Balaram would imitate exactly like that. I remember one time we were in Vrindavan Yatra many years back, and Radhanath Swami was speaking this past time, and he was asking, so how was the whole thing, you know? So he made every devotee imitate the sound also. Sound of bumblebee, sound of parrot, sound of cuckoo. Then he finally said monkeys also came, and they also made some sound. And then devotees made some sound of monkeys. And Maharaj said, this is rightly made, you know, exact sound. He said all Bombay devotees, all devotees in Yatra, there all other sounds they could not imitate, but this sound was properly imitated. And there must be some connection, he mentioned. So all when Krishna was imitating and Balaram was imitating, everyone was laughing. Everyone was enjoying. And then one peacock came. And Krishna said, this peacock does not know how to dance. I will dance. And then Krishna danced. But Krishna danced in such a way to make everyone laugh. And when Balaramji laughed, he laughed and laughed and he fell down on the ground. He laughed so much because Krishna actually did not properly dance like a peacock. But he just kind of imitated, just to make everyone laugh. After some time, Balaramji became tired. And he was lying on the ground. So Krishna called all the cowherd boys, come, let's serve Balaramji. So one boy came and he took Balaramji's beautiful head on his lap. And Krishna started massaging Balaram's lotus feet. After massaging lotus feet of Balaram, he thought maybe Balaramji needs some fan. So he went around, collected some branches or tree, put some leaves, made a beautiful natural fan and started fanning Balaramji. In this way, Krishna was serving Balaramji. And Balaramji was very happy. So he was massaging Balaramji, he was putting chamar fan on Balaramji. And finally then he bought a beautiful, in a cup of leaf, he got Yamuna water and gave it to Balaramji. You drink. So Balaramji drank and he felt refreshed. Then he got up. And again the game began. The game began. You may ask, what's this going on? Where is Dhenukasura is not coming so far. This is all in the same chapter of Dhenukasura. Therefore we are discussing. And we are creating appetite. Before you eat something, there has to be some appetizer. So all this game is an appetizer for whom? For Krishna and Balaram. I'll tell you why. Now what happened is, the game began and this time again they imitated animals and now Krishna became tired. And Krishna was lying down. And Balaramji said, let's serve Krishna. And Krishna's lotus head was taken on the lap and Balaramji massaged Krishna's feet. So this was the reciprocation between Krishna and Balaram. They were good friends, but their friendship was based on seva. So I was hearing a lecture of Giriraj Maharaj. He was mentioning that when we become devotees, we become friends. But our friendship should have basis with seva, service. Not some gossip, not some pulling each other's leg, just for name's sake. In the outside world, your friendship means, sitting together and doing nothing. So we have so many friends. We have friendship day, we have Facebook friends, and this friends, and that friends. No use of those friends. But real friendship is centered around service. So Krishna and Balaram, they are friends. And their friendship is based on service. Krishna was serving Balaramji, and Balaramji serving Krishna. So in this way, the beautiful game progressed. Now, what happened is, they were playing for quite a long time. Some cowherd boys, they are feeling hungry. They are feeling hungry. Now what would happen is, in Krishna Leela also, when a game would go for a long time, many times Krishna's friend would forget about eating also. So eating has to take place. There has to be a lunch period. That time Krishna would arrange some demon to come. So demon would come, Krishna would defeat the demon, kill the demon. And after killing the demon, Krishna would remember, oh, there is lunchbox also available. And everyone said, we are hungry. Then they would take food. So demon would come exactly in time for giving a lunch break. So now this is the time when Sridhama, Subal, Stoka, Krishna, they all come to Krishna and say, we have been playing for a long time, but now we are hungry. Now we are hungry. And for your kind information, Krishna, very close by from Govardhan here, there is a beautiful forest. The name of the forest is called as Talwan Forest. And this Talwan Forest is especially known for very tasty, succulent fruits. So everyone is so happy. They start clapping. Wow, very good. And not just fruits, there are different varieties of fruits. Not just one fruit. Different varieties. And all these fruits are hanging on a tree, fully ripened. In fact, some of the ripe fruits have fallen down on the ground, and from the ground you can pick it up and eat it. So exciting. Forest with trees, with fruits, with ripe fruits. And they mentioned, however, no one is eating that fruit. So Krishna asked, why? And then they mentioned, because in that forest there is one demon who has conquered that forest. That forest is under his control. And his name is Dhenuka. Krishna Balaram asked, who is this Dhenuka? And the friend replied, he is an ass. Gada. As soon as Krishna Balaram heard the word Gada, they started laughing, like you are laughing now. But they are laughing loudly. So they were laughing. Actually, while laughing, they fell down. Hans haske gir gaye wo. And they were saying, Atank machaya to kisne machaya? Ghade ne. Someone is causing fear, and that too an ass, a donkey. Then immediately the friend said, oh, he's not an ordinary donkey. He's a very powerful donkey. He is an associate of Kamsa. And you know, why he has come and conquered Talwan? Because Talwan means the place where there is abundance of trees of Tal. Tal may also call Tar, Tar Kajhar. And why they have conquered Tar Kajhar tree and Talwan? Because they like what? To drink. And they get Tadi from Tar. I think so the origin of Tadi Madi Vikri Kendra was in Talwan only. And this Dhenukasur, he is always drunk. How much Satve Asman mein hota hai wo? PK. Tun mein hai wo. And you know what? He drinks, and he also supplies fresh Tadi to Kamsa also. So he is also happy. So now we have to go there. But you know what? This Dhenukasur is also a big killer and murderer. Anyone who goes there, he kills him and eats him. Whether it's a human being or an animal or a bird. Anyone. In fact, a bird will not even pass over Talwan forest in a fear of Dhenukasur. So, indirectly they were kind of telling Krishna, Krishna, you have killed Putana, you have killed Shakatasur, Bakkasur, Aghasur. Oh, okay. Now, this new one has come. You have to take care of him also, Dhenukasur. So they are kind of encouraging. They are creating a kind of appetizer for Krishna to go and fight with Dhenukasur. And then immediately say, can you smell that beautiful aroma which is coming? That is aroma of fruit of Talwan. You know, it's very close by. Let's go there. And immediately they all decide to go. Now, was it that the coward friends of Krishna were feeling hungry and they were telling Krishna, come, you serve us? Nay. They wanted to serve Krishna. They were thinking, this Vrindavan Braj is Krishna's. Yahan jo bhi hai, Bhagwan ka hai. Itne phal hai, itne vruksh hai, jisme phal pade hai, bade bade. It has to be offered to Krishna and Balaram, but now who is taking it? Dhenukasur. So they wanted Krishna to kill that Dhenukasur and take the fruits for himself. And of course, when Krishna is offered fruits, what happened? Then devotees also get prasad. So both is happening. Krishna and at 12:30 Krishna takes, 12 o'clock Krishna takes bhoga, and 12:30 ke baad mein 3 o'clock tak prasadam. So in this way, we can see that they were actually pushing Krishna to enjoy. So now Krishna decided, let us go to which place? Talwan. And Krishna was thinking in his mind, but today is whose day? Balaramji. Why today is Balaramji's day? Because Krishna was knowing that he cannot kill Dhenukasur. The reason was, Krishna remembered previous incarnation when he came as Narsingadev. He had given a benediction to Prahlad that your whole family is very glorious and henceforth in future I will never kill any of your family member. Now what happened is, Prahlad's son was Bali. And Bali's son was one typical character named Sahasik. Now this Sahasik was also a demon, but he was a very proud demon. Because he had so much of wealth and riches and opulence, he became very proud of his strength. One day he decided to go and enjoy with beautiful girls in a place where he should not go. He decided to go and have an enjoyment party. He went to a very holy place, a holy hill, Parvat ke shikhar ke niche. And there, they were all dancing. One guy, Sahasik, dancing with 10,000 ladies. Maybe they had DJ party also, all that thing, you know. So they were dancing and big sound, boom, boom, like that, you know. And, I was thinking that if he has to go and enjoy it, take a place which is good for enjoyment, you know. Maybe go to Lonavala or Kandal, like that, you know. Go to a holy Parvat, you know. Why go there, you know? No one go to enjoy all these things in Vrindavan or Mayapur, you know. They'll go to all kind of useless places. But he went because proud. He thought everything is mine. Just on the other side of Parvat was Durvasa Muni doing meditation. Can you imagine? Sometimes you're chanting Hare Krishna and all that boom boom sound comes. What happens? You become angry. What is this? Is there time to... I'm chanting and disturbing. Now, because you are not having powers, you can't do anything. All you can do is you close your windows, put earplugs and keep chanting. But Durvasa Muni was not like that. Durvasa Muni is thinking, what is this silly music coming here, you know, in my holy place? So he climbed the parvat and he saw from top. And this crazy guy, he's dancing alone, one person dancing with so many ladies. So Durvasa Muni became so angry, he called him, you fool! You stupid! Now when Durvasa Muni spoke, his voice rumbled over the DJ. So immediately they could hear that sound and the DJ was stopped and then thought, oh, what's happening? Oh, Durvasa Muni, you fool. You don't have any brain. You don't know where to do what things. Is this a place to do all that thing in his holy place? Because you are stupid, you are no brain, you are dull, you are like a donkey. Become a donkey. So immediately he was about to become a donkey. He became a donkey. Can you imagine? Suddenly in front with 10,000 girls, ladies, he becomes a donkey. So he became a donkey and he said, oh, please forgive me, please convert me back to normal person. He said, I can't do it. I already given curse. Make some changes. Okay. Because you have done such a big activity, you will get benefit. But first you have to go through an intense period. So 4 lakh years only, you remain a donkey. But after that, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will deliver you and then you'll go back to Godhead. So this is how when we come across sometimes punishment or some chastisement from senior devotees, it is good for us. Like one time one Prabhupada disciple, you know, he was chastised by Srila Prabhupada. She was feeling very heavy. Prabhupada, bahut gali diya hai mere ko. So he went later to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, how should a disciple take when his spiritual master chastises him? Prabhupada said, he should be very happy. Why, Prabhupada? Because Brahmand Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bich. In the whole Brahmand, you are moving around and you get a spiritual master. And that spiritual master sees a defect in you and chastises you to change and become a better devotee. You should be happy. You should be ecstatic. You're okay. So that is how we look at chastisement of a senior devotee or a great Vaishnava. What happens? Behind the chastisement, there is always a good thing. So Sahasik, just imagine, if you've not been Dhenukasura, you have continued like a demon. How many years? I don't know. Lifetimes maybe. But now, at least after 4 lakh years, he got a chance. So then what happened? Because he was Sahasik who became Dhenukasur and he is in a family of whom? Prahlad Maharaj. And Narasingha said, I cannot kill him. So Krishna said, thought, I cannot kill him. So who can kill him? Someone has to kill him. Balaram, you will kill him. And Krishna was thinking, till now I am only killing all the demons. Our Balaramji has not opened his account, you know. So Balaramji ka bhi account khul jayega aaj. So immediately that time, Krishna indicated Balaramji, let's go to Talwan. And then Krishna and Balaram reached Talwan. And they're laughing when they're going to Talwan. And why they're laughing, you know? They were laughing that we are going to meet a donkey. Not just donkey, a powerful donkey. And they're just laughing at the proposal that they're going to meet a donkey. Face a donkey and a powerful donkey. So finally they reached Talwan, they entered Talwan. It was very silent because no one comes there. And they saw really beautiful tall trees laden with tall fruits, tall gola. So Balramji went and he shook one tree. And all that tall gola fell down, everything. It was like rains of tall gola. And Balramji said, wow. And then he went to another tree and started shaking. Balramji had strength, he could shake a tall gola tree. Now we go and shake tall gola tree, we only will shake. They will not shake. So he shook the tall gola tree and he, all the tall gola fell down. So tall gola was falling down, thar, 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 thar. That sound reached Dhenukasura. Now, Dhenukasura, as you know, he was already full. I mean, he was sleeping because he had taken, I don't know, he was full tight or half tight. But he was, and he heard that sound. He became very angry. He got up. And then he came running to see who's the one, you know. So from very far he saw that this Balaram, this boy, is shaking the tree. He became so angry, he started running. And when Dhenukasura was running, because he was a great powerful demon, there was an earthquake tremor in the whole of Talwan. Everything was shaking. And everyone became afraid, what's happening? And then he came running, he saw Balaramji. He came running full speed, then he stopped. Then he turned around, and with his two legs behind, he lifted those two legs, and he hit on Balramji's chest. So when he hit on Balramji's chest, what happened? Nothing happened to Balramji, and he ran away. He thought, kaam ho gaya apna. Now, one amazing thing is, the peculiar feature of a donkey. We are not against donkey, by the way, but because this is a pastime, we have to sometimes glorify in a negative way. So, now, why is called a foolish an ass? Because, just imagine he came running all the way, and then he stopped. I'll give you an example, which you may easily relate also. Let's say, there is a cricket match going on. I'm not saying you should watch cricket match, but you have a previous experience, so. Someone, a bowler is there. He is running right from the boundary line. And why is running? So that he can use the pace to give the pace to the ball. Now he comes running all the way from boundary line and he comes near umpire, he stops and then he balls spin. Now what will happen? You'll think, itna bhaga ke phir ho. But that is foolishness. So he is running all the way to get momentum and as he comes in near Balramji, he stops, turns around and then he hits. So he goes away, then he turns around and sees nothing happened to Balramji. So he becomes more angry. Ye kya ho gaya? Because his track record is always that one hit is enough. But Balramji is like, you know, standing, nothing happened, you know. And Balramji is taking more trees. So he becomes more angry now. And then what happens is, the next time he comes, it is mentioned, Balramji catches his hind legs, whirls him around, and throws him on a very big tall tree. And this tall tree falls down. That tall tree falls on another tall tree. That also falls down. So one by one, all the tall trees are falling down. And it's a panoramic scene. So Sukadeva Goswami mentioned, it's a panoramic scene. To see one by one, all the tall trees are falling down. Just because of the load of one Dhenukasura. And what happens? As soon as the tall trees are falling and Dhenukasura is dead, what happens? All the coward boyfriends of Krishna start clapping. So, this is what happened when Lord Balaram killed Dhenukasura. Now what happened is, one more thing, because Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, they were talking. I mean, Parikshit Maharaj was hearing Sukadeva Goswami speaking. Now there was a time limit, 7 days and seven nights. So many of the pastimes are not much detailed, mentioned. Some pastimes are in detail, some pastimes are not in detail. It is part of, Bhagavatam is unlimited. Someone is unlimited. If 12 canto karte karte time jata hai itna. Yes, 12 canto is nothing. Someone told me that in demigods planets, Bhagavatam is much more bigger. Just imagine. So better not be demigod. It's good to be a human being and read 12 cantos and go back to Godhead. Go to a heavenly planet, then you will chant more rounds or read more Bhagavatam. Attend bigger classes. and get less prasad. So anyways, the point is that how it was not possible to discuss everything in detail. So therefore some acharyas, they discuss some pastimes in details in their own commentary. So it is mentioned in the Garga Samhita, detailed fight which happened between Dhenukasur and Krishna Balaram. So now we'll enter into Garga Samhita and see more detail in this fight. So in this fight which we saw in Bhagavatam, second time Dhenukasur came, Balaramji killed him. But in the first and second time something more happened. So what happened is when Dhenukasur came for second time, Balaramji, he whirled him around and threw him 8 miles away. 8 miles away. Why? Because you're thinking if he throws very far away, this fellow will take time to come, you know, by the time we can have more party here. So 8 miles away he fell down, he became unconscious, Dhenuka, and then he woke up and he shattered. How can a small boy throw me so far away? He became very angry. And then he increased his size. Big, ghastly form. Huge form, touching the clouds. He had 4 horns by this time in this hideous form. And then he marched again at Talwan. So when he was coming from very far distance, some of the cowherd boys saw and they became afraid and they ran and ran behind the trees and they were hiding. However, Krishna and Balaram were not at all fearful. In fact, not just Krishna and Balaram, some of Krishna and Balaram's friends, they are also not fearful. You know why? Because Sridhama and other people are thinking, you know, Balaramji ne usko utha ke phega. Balaramji ko to main harata hu. To main hi utha ke phek sakta hu. So they were ready. So as soon as he came, what happened? Sridhama, Krishna's friend, he took a stick and went and hit him. And then he told him, "You rascal ass, you rascal donkey." And he ran away from that place. Now Dhenukasura was completely bewildered. He was thinking of attacking Balaram and someone is coming and putting a stick on his head, you know. As soon as just he was recovering from the stick, you know, that hit, Subal came. Subal came and gave him a punch. And gave him, "You rascal donkey." And he also ran away. That got over, Stoka Krishna came. And Stoka Krishna had a rope. And like a hunter, you know, he rope. He just hit Dhenukasur with that rope and he told him, "You rascal donkey." And he ran away. Now Dhenukasur was completely bewildered. Vishal and Rishabh, Krishna's friends, they came and they kicked Dhenukasur from behind and they ran away. And they said, "You rascal donkey." Then Devaprastha came and he just lapped Dhenukasura and said, "You rascal donkey," and ran away. Then Varuthap came and he had one Tadgola fruit. Like a ball, he came and just gave him one hit and he said, "You rascal donkey," and he ran away. Now what happened is, Dhenukasura was completely bewildered. What's happening, you know? Everyone is having a fun on him. At this time, Krishna thought, "Let me also do something." So Krishna went, picked up Dhenukasur and threw him away. And Dhenukasur went and landed on Govardhan. And there he was unconscious for 1 hour. Then he woke up and he became more frustrated. And then he came and attacked Krishna. When he attacked Krishna, he picked up Krishna and took Krishna in the sky. So they went in the sky high, thousands of miles in the sky, and there was a fight between Krishna and Dhenukasura in the sky. But Krishna was thinking, "What I am doing with him? Balaram is supposed to kill him." So Krishna punched him and he fell down from the sky onto the ground. So when he fell down directly onto the ground, what happened? He cannot be killed. So Krishna did not allow him to kill, die. He fell down, his 1 or 2 bones got broken, you know, fractured. Then he again got up and was looking here and there. Then he saw Govardhan. He picked up Govardhan with his horns, and threw it on Krishna. Krishna caught Govardhan, threw it on Dhenukasur. Dhenukasur caught on his horn, threw it back to Krishna. So there was a catch-catch game going on. Then Krishna was thinking, Govardhan is not supposed to be for catch-catch, you know. It's a very holy place. So Krishna kept the Govardhan back. So Dhenukasur became very angry now. It was like almost like a day and night match happening, because for many hours he was unconscious. So now, what happened is, somehow or other, Dhenukasura again, now his attention was on Balaramji. And why? Because he has to die. Vinashakale Viprita Buddhi. So he went to Balaramji. And Balaramji, dekha, Balaramji aa gaya, chalo. And Balaramji lifted him and he smashed him on the ground. As soon as he smashed him on the ground, his head cracked. And blood started falling from the head. Then Balaramji gave him one punch. And by the one punch, he was silent. Almost gone. Thoda bacha tha bas. Then finally Balaramji caught hold of his hind legs and started whirling him around. So it is mentioned, because Lord Balaramji was whirling him so fast, the centrifugal force which happened, because of which the soul of Dhenukasura came out of the body. Centrifugal force. And finally, Dhenukasura was dead. And Balaramji threw the body of Dhenukasura on the top of a tall tree, and then the whole thing, a panoramic scene which we see from Bhagavatam. So when all this happened, what happened? The demigods, they shower flowers, Pushya Abhishek on Krishna and Balaram. And all the cowherd friends, they did what? They clapped. Clap. And they all said, Balaram ji ki jai. Then what happened? Dhenuka was not alone. He had his friends. His gang, D gang, Dhenuka gang. So one by one started coming. So Krishna Balaram said, ek aapka, ek mera. One by one. So the first guy came, Krishna took him by hind legs and threw him on another tall tree. Second came, Balaramji picked up, threw him on another tall tree. And one by one, all these fellows were coming and Krishna and Balaram picking them effortlessly and throwing them on tall tree. And on the tall tree, there were like, and these donkeys were of different colors, you know, some are blue, some are red, some are yellow, fluorescent, whatever, different colors. So all these tall trees were decorated with all, it's like clouds, you know. They're like clouds on the tall tree. And the whole tall one is decorated with these clouds. And in this way, Krishna and Balaram together defeated Krishna and Dhenukasura and his associates. So there was a very nice scene which happened there. And because of this, the whole forest of Dhenukasura, Talwan was liberated. And now devotees could go to the Talwan forest and then they could eat fruits. And they enjoyed these fruits like anything. So it is mentioned, now we are talking about Dhenukasura representing some obstacle in our life, anartha. So what is Dhenukasura representing? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Dhenukasura represents lust, kaam, kaam vasna. There are two types of kaam vasna, lust. One is gross and other is subtle, stool or sukshma. Gross is the actual gross attachment to opposite sex. In this material world, attachment to sex is lust. It can be opposite, or nowadays it is same sex also, or all different types of sex. That's called lust. That is higher form of lust. Too lust, too much lusty. People cannot register their intelligence, what they are doing. So lust means gross and subtle. So gross means attachment to sex life, and subtle means, more subtle means like, you know, you may not attach to outside thing, you know, attachment to man, woman, whatever it may be, but attachment to profit, fame and adoration. Puja, labh, pratishtha. That means someone may be very controlled person. Main kaam se dur rehta hu. Lekin kaam se dur rehne ka jo pratishtha hai, wo mujhe chahiye. Ki vyakti kaam se dur rehta hai, kitna mahan vyakti hai. That's called pratishtha, fame. Like there was one Baba. So he was in a cave. So he would for years together he lived in a cave. So some people, villagers came near the cave and they were discussing and talking. And while talking they were discussing some spiritual topic and they came and they were asking, iska prashna ka uttar kya hai? And no one knew the answer. The Baba heard from inside. He came out and answered his question. Baba, aap andar kya kar rahe hai? Woh idhar andar hi rehta hu main. Achha? Baba, aap itne mahaan hai, aapka darshan karna chahiye humko. एक दिन तो बाहर आइए आप साल में. ठीक है, आज कौन सा दिन है? अगले साल आऊंगा अभी मैं. सो नेक्स्ट ईयर व्हाट हैपेंड, यू नो, द एंटायर विलेजर्स केम बिकॉज दे आर टोल्ड, यू नो, बाबा कम्स ओनली वंस इन ईयर आउटसाइड. सो नेक्स्ट ईयर ऑन द सेम डे बिग मेला आउटसाइड द केव, सब दर्शन करने हैं बाबा का. दो तीन साल से चला। फोर्थ ईयर वन अपन बाबा केम आउट, देयर वाज नो वन आउटसाइड। बाबा बोले क्या हो गया, टाइम तो है नहीं कुछ देखने के लिए, आज आए क्यों नहीं लोग, व्हाई पीपल आर नॉट कम टुडे। सी थॉट मे बी रॉन्ग टाइम रॉन्ग डेट आई हैव कम, बट आई शुड देन दे आर थिंकिंग देन यूर थिंकिंग मे बी दे आर कमिंग। सो यू आर क्लाइंबिंग ऑन ट्री, ही क्लाइम्ड ऑन ट्री एंड चेकिंग यू नो आ रहा है कि दूर से कोई, एंड देन ही रिमेंबर्ड आई एम बाबा इन साइड द केव, नथिंग टू डू विद द वर्ल्ड, बट आई एम अटैच्ड, पीपल रिस्पेक्टिंग मी, थ्री इयर्स दे रिस्पेक्टेड मी, फोर्थ ईयर आई एम एक्सपेक्टिंग दैट रिस्पेक्ट एंड नाउ दे आर नॉट कम, आई एम फ्रस्ट्रेटेड। दिस इज कॉल्ड पूजा लाभ एंड प्रतिष्ठा, प्रॉफिट फेम एंड एडोरेशन। सो धेनुकासुर ही रिप्रेजेंट्स लस्ट। सो हाउ धेनुकासुर वॉज किल्ड, हु किल्ड हिम, नॉट बलराम, सो नॉट बलराम किल्ड धेनुकासुर। सो हु इज बलराम, बलराम जी इज द ओरिजिन ऑफ गुरु, गुरु तत्व। सो देयरफॉर इट इज मेंशन्ड दैट दिस अनर्थ ऑफ लस्ट कैन बी गॉन ओनली व्हेन वी सीरियसली टेक शेल्टर ऑफ द इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑफ गुरु। थ्रू द मीडियम ऑफ बलराम कृष्णा किल्ड धेनुकासुर। सिमिलरली थ्रू द मीडियम ऑफ गुरु आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स वी कैन डिफीट दिस फॉर्मिडेबल एनिमी ऑफ लस्ट। लस्ट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू ओवरकम, बट गुरुमुख पद्मा वाक्य चित्ते ते कोरी आय क्या, बाय एग्जीक्यूटिंग द ऑर्डर ऑफ गुरु वन कैन गिव अप लस्ट। लाइक समवन आस्क्ड प्रभुपाद, दिस मिस्टर लस्ट इज ट्रबलिंग मी अ लॉट, वन डिवोटी आस्क्ड प्रभुपाद, प्रभुपाद सेड डोंट वरी जस्ट चैंट हरे कृष्ण, प्रभुपाद आई एम चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण बट स्टिल मिस्टर लस्ट इज ट्रबलिंग मी लॉट। एंड प्रभुपाद सेड यू जस्ट फॉलो व्हाट आई से एंड जस्ट बाय फॉलोइंग व्हाट एवर आई से आई विल कम एंड किक मिस्टर लस्ट अवे फ्रॉम योर हार्ट। Prabhupada said like that. So that is the point, that by spiritual master's mercy, this difficult demon of lust can be overcome. All we have to do is very diligently follow spiritual master's order. Our spiritual master should be happy with our progress. One time one devotee went and told one senior devotee, Prabhuji, maine suna tha, I have heard that when you first saw your guru, you were crying. Aapne aapke guru ko pehli baar dekha to aap rone lag gaye. सही है प्रभु जी? प्रभु जी हाँ सही है, लेकिन ये भी सही है कि अभी मेरे गुरु मुझे देखते हो और रोते हो। ये व्यक्ति वैसा के वैसा ही है, चेंज नहीं हुआ है। सो द गुरु इज क्राइंग नाउ दैट दिस फेलो हैज नॉट चेंज अ लॉट, चेंज एनीथिंग यू नो, सो दैट शुड नॉट हैपन। आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर शुड बी हैप्पी विद आवर प्रोग्रेस। सो दैट इज द होल आइडिया ऑफ प्रोग्रेसिंग इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। वी शुड ऑलवेज गो अहेड, वी शुड नॉट बी थिंकिंग अच्छा है, शांति है, यहीं रहेंगे। No, we should keep moving. And to keep moving means keep pushing. Is it not? Ours is pushing movement. We keep pushing each other. Therefore, an association of devotees, when you come, devotees push you. Not externally, but internally. Because always you will be a challenge. Because when you see a devotee, he is chanting or he is reading, you will think, Hare Bhapri. If you are alone, you will think, Hare Macha kar raha hu. So, acha hai mera. Solamala ho raha hai. चारनियम हो रहा है, ये हो रहा है, वो हो रहा है। When you come in front of a devotee, you see his barometer. वो भी कर रहा है अच्छा, लेकिन उसका स्टैंडर्ड कितना ऊपर है देख। Then we feel, अरे हमें भी करना चाहिए। So it's called pushing. So when devotees come together, they are pushing each other. And pushing will move ahead in Krishna consciousness. That's very nice. When you come association of devotee, we see devotees who came after us, they went ahead of us. And thinking, अरे मैं पीछे रह गया। So therefore we need. So Vaishnava association is like a mirror. When you come in front of mirror, then you understand what is our feature. Hum kahan par hai. So therefore we need mirrors. So that is called devotee association. So when you come in devotee association, we progress, we keep pushing each other. And then we go ahead in Krishna consciousness, executing the order of spiritual master. Therefore you find Srila Prabhupada, he made beautiful temples all over the world. When he came to Vrindavan, he made Krishna Balaram temple. Why he called the temple Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan? Three reasons. One is the location. The temple was located in a place called as Raman Reti. So Raman Reti means a place, Raman means pleasurable, Reti means sand. Pleasurable sand means the cowherd friends of Krishna and Balaram, they would all come there and they would play in that Reti and they would find pleasure. So Prabhupada said because it is Raman Reti, that it is The main deities has to be Krishna Balaram. Of course, there is Radha, Shyam, Sundar, Gaur, Niraya also. But the main altar should be Krishna Balaram. Also, Prabhupada said that in whole Vrindavan, there are so many temples. Radha Krishna temples and this temple, that temple. But our temple is unique, Krishna Balaram temple. Krishna Balaram temple is not there anywhere. So our temple will stand unique, Krishna Balaram temple will be there. And then Prabhupada said, Balaramji is very important for us in our life. Prabhupada said to one devotee, when the devotee came with some difficulty, Prabhupada said, if you have any difficulty, go to the altar. Balaram is standing there. Tell him your difficulty. He will solve all your difficulty because he has that power. So Balaramji is Guru Tattva. Balaramji carries a plow, hull. What hull is used for? Plowing the field. So why should Balaramji have a plow? And how that plow is significant in our life. Our heart is like a barren field. So Balaramji comes, Guru comes and plows that field. Uske baad kya hota hai? Ek baar plowing hota hai, toh then the land is now fertile. And then you put the seed. So Guru comes and he first makes the barren field into a fertile field. And then he puts Bhakti Lata Beach. Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Beach. So he puts Bhakti Lata Beach and the beach grows. So the heart has to be fertile. Balaramji. Someone sent me a message, you are mentioning. Jiske jeevan mein kuch hal nahi hai, use Balaramji ke paas jana chahiye. Ki Balaramji ke paas hal hai. Sab cheezon ke liye hal hai. So Balaramji is having that plow. And he beautifully plows the field through the medium of Guru and Gauranga. So there are many things to discuss. We'll discuss a small thing before we end our talk. We were talking the other day in our Balaram Jayanti class in devotees. We were talking about Balaramji's main service is to serve. Very important. So Balaramji serves in all five rasas. Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras and Madhuryaras. He serves Krishna. That's his service. Therefore Krishna is called Supreme Personality of Godhead. Balaramji is called as Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. This is unique. Only in ISKCON you will find this. Sevak Bhagwan. Sevya Bhagwan or Sevak Bhagwan. Ek Bhagwan hai jiski seva karni hai. Aur dusre Bhagwan hai do Bhagwan ki seva kar rahe hai. Dikha rahe hai humko ye seva karna chahiye. That is important. So Balaramji is always ready to serve Krishna. So if you want to do how to do service, who is going to teach us? Krishna is only going to teach us. So Krishna comes as Balaram to teach us how to serve. In Kali Yuga, Krishna has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us how to be devotee. So we are so dullard that Krishna has to himself come and teach everything. Agar aapko kisne bataya ki main khana banana sikhane wala aapko, aur aap seekh nahi rahe, to theek hai baith ja tu, khana to kha le. Wo bhi aata nahi khane ko, to wo hi sikhana padega. That means really gone case. So Kali Yuga is gone case, where not just service opportunity is given to us, but even have to be shown us how to do service. That is the problem. So Balaramji shows us how to enthusiastically serve Krishna. So therefore he is serving in all rasas. There is not a single ras where he is not serving. What are different rasas? Shantaras, Vatsalyaras, Amkaras, Ganekaras. We only know those Amkaras, Ganekaras, Narang, Santrakaras. These are the main rasas. All these rasas are in material world. Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras, Madhuryaras. So we can have our relationship with Krishna in any of the five rasas. Balaramji is in every rasa showing us how to serve Krishna. So we are discussing about Krishna and Balaram as good friends. Okay. So Krishna and Balaram, they are very good friends. But their center is what? Service. Krishna was serving Balaramji and Balaramji was serving Krishna. So we are good friends and one friend is thinking, he is my friend, but he is very nice devotee. He is my Prabhu. I will serve him. And the other devotee is thinking that he is a nice devotee. He is my Prabhu. I will serve him. Not that friendship means, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. As long as we scratch each other's back, we are good friends. Material world, friendship is like that. Tu mere kaam ka, main tere kaam ka. Nahi to hum dono naam kya hai? We're just for namesake. But this friendship is like very intense service. Very important. To serve each other. That is important. Like one time, Giriraj Maharaj was mentioning in his talk about this friendship based on seva. He was mentioning this point that in Bengal, one time in a village, one sadhu entered in that village. So as soon as he entered into that village, what happened is, all the villagers were so happy to see someone, a saintly person entering into the village. They all came running and they welcomed the sadhu. And one of them was saying, Sadhu Maharaj, hamare ghar pe aaiye. Sadhu Maharaj, hamare ghar pe. Everyone is giving invitation. Sadhu Maharaj was shocked. What is this? He's just walking from one village to another, this village, so much of invitation. And some villagers were jumping and touching his lotus feet. And you think, what happening? You know, just imagine everyone jumping around, you know, touching her feet. She was quite embarrassed. And someone saying, Maharaj, yahan par aaiye, aapka pair dhona hai. And he was saying, arre, I'm a chota aadmi, wo chhod do mujhe. I'm a small person, I'm not a big person, I'm a simple sadhu, leave me alone, leave me alone. No, Prabhu, you are a very great sadhu. We are grihasthas, you know, we are into so many things, activities, but you are sadhu, so we have to serve you. But I am not deserving your service, the sadhu was mentioning. So then Prabhupada mentioned Giriraj Maharaj, this is the attitude. He mentioned that the sadhu is thinking, I am not a good sadhu, why they are serving me? He is humble. And the devotees, the grihasthas who are in the village, they are thinking that he is a sadhu. We are so fallen. And they are humble. And Prabhupada said, because both are humble, both are advancing in devotional service. So not that one person is thinking, ha, seva karo bhai mera. Not like that. If someone is taking service also, he should think that I don't deserve that service. Why they are serving me? And someone who is serving, he should not think, kitna seva lega bhai. Not like that. You should also keep on serving. That service factor is very important. So Balramji is the epitome of seva, service. So Krishna decided he will not kill Dhenukasura. Balramji said, I will do it. Don't worry. I will open my account. That's called seva. Krishna, Balramji did not kill Krishna. Are, kya ho gaya? Aap nahi maare, isliye mujhe maarne bol rahe? Not like that. Wherever you cannot do Krishna, I am always there to help you. I am always there to serve you. That's Balramji's mood of seva. So when it comes to service, we learn from Balramji so many things. No? Balramji is also called as Shesha. Shesha in Hindi also means Shesh. Kuch bacha nahi. Hai ki nahi? What is Shesha? Itna seva karte Balramji ke, Balramji Krishna ke, ki kuch Shesh bachta hai nahi unke paas samay. He has no time for himself. He just serving. So he is serving, more new service comes, he expands, serves. More new service comes, he expands, serves. He keeps on serving. Like Ananta Shesh, when he appeared in this material world, he came through as a son of Kashyapa and Kadru. Kadru Devi's son, first son was Ananta Shesha, and then Kalia and all that different snakes came. Snake species came from Kadru. So Ananta Shesh came and he went to Lord Narayan and said, what is my service in this world planet, in this material world, what should I do? He said, you do one thing, you go and carry the universe on your head. Ananta Shesh said, very difficult service, but I'll do it. Yes, you do this for me. And then he said, but how long? Sometimes when you get service, you ask this question, kab tak karna padega? Of course, Balramji was not asking kab tak karna padega, but he was asking how long. Said, no, nothing much. You just start speaking about my glories, he told Ananta Shesh. When you complete, you can keep it down. So Ananta Shesh started speaking glories of Krishna, Lord Vishnu. Now, glories of Lord Vishnu and Lord Krishna are not 1 hour, 2 hour. They are unlimited. Because Krishna keeps expanding. So even today also he has not finished. He is speaking. And he's not speaking very fast, he's speaking very coolly, because he doesn't want to give up the service. But he's speaking, and therefore it's mentioned he is the original Bhagavat Kathakar. All Bhagavat Kathakar, after 7 days, they will be tired. But this Bhagavat Kathakar is going for a long, long time, and he's not tired. And he is not waiting for an audience also. He's speaking. Do you know who is sitting in front of him? Sometimes no one. But sometimes the four Kumaras come and sit in front of him and hear from him. He is not worried of any audience. He is not worried about time. Lunch time hua ki abhi, 2:50 ho gaya, kab khatam hone wala hai. He is not worried. He is not worried, and audience should also not worry. But the point I am saying, Balram is original Kathakar. He is serving. His mood is to serve. I was listening to a lecture of Govind Prabhu's Balaram Jayanti class, and he was mentioning a very nice point, that one time they had gone to one devotee's house, and very nice devotee, couple, you know, husband, wife, very nice, wonderful way of serving each other in Grihastha ashram, very exemplary, nice. So they went and they took very nice care of the devotees from temple, made them eat prasadam and all that. So while leaving, they were, both husband and wife came and said, please bless us with more service. So Brahmachari, some of them very senior devotees, said, yes, we bless that 7 lifetimes you remain a husband and wife and keep serving. So what happened? This couple, when they heard, they were shocked. 7 lives. 7 lives they have to come again and be husband and wife, same. So then our Brahmacharis realized, oh, maybe the benedict blessings was not very, blessing was too high for them, you know. But he was mentioning that exemplary couple who are serving and they are asking for service, and when reward is given, aghast. Which means, hum seva mangte hai, lekin jab seva aata hai, dar jate hai hum. Hai ki nahi? We are always asking seva chahiye, seva chahiye. Aur seva jab aa jata hai to, mujhe kya, aur koi nahi hath mein kya. We are always there to share it, our service. Or sometimes our service comes and say, how long you do service? Aur koi mila nahi kya, mujhe karna hai kya. So many questions. So seva mangna easy hai. Jab seva aa raha hai, we are not in the mood of seva taking. So Balaram ji shows, seva mango bhi aur seva karo bhi. But we are always seva mang rahe. Ek baar Gaurampur was mentioning in his class, no? Our devotees chanting 16 rounds throughout the day, you know. Din raat, kirtani sada hari, swaramala. Subah sham jap karte rehte hum. Aur baad mein jap mein kya bol rahe hain Bhagwan se? Bhagwan, mujhe apni seva mein lagaiye. Gaurampur was mentioning, Bhagwan soch rahe, tum mala rakhiye to seva dunga tujhe. दिन रात माला कर रहा है, माला रखेगा, सेवा करेगा, लेकिन रात को 11 बजे माला होता है, फिर सो जाता है, फिर अगले दिन ऑफिस पूरा दिन जपा करता है. सो पॉइंट इज ऑलवेज आस्किंग 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 सर्विस. व्हेन टाइम कम्स टू सर्व, देन इमीडिएटली वी पुट आवर हेड बिहाइंड द फ्रंट पर्सन, यू नो, नॉट मी, समवन एल्स, लाइक दैट. बट बलराम जी शोज दैट व्हेन सेवा कम्स इज हैप्पी एंड ही एक्सपैंड्स एंड वांट्स टू डू मोर मोर मोर, एंड दैट इज द मूड ऑफ service which we learn from Lord Balaram. So with that we end our class, and there is no time for question and answers. If there's some announcement someone can make, otherwise we can have kirtan. Thank you so much. Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanand.
Hare Krishna.